We're going to go ahead and continue on with our post-race media availability for the sixth annual Lilly Diabetes 250 here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And we're joined by crew chief of the number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet. That's David Ellens. David, a lot of unknown factors going into today with the aeroducts, the restrictor plate. But, hey, great racing out there, and you had a great driver behind the wheel. Talk about getting that car ready and to perform the way it did today.
Yeah, everybody in the series had a lot of unknowns coming into this weekend, how they would draft, how much you could pass, how much you could suck up to each other. You know, and I think throughout the weekend we kept that in mind and tried to make sure we gave him a car that he could race and complete passes with. You know, and throughout practice we tried both ways, you know, trimmed out, then with downforce in it. And, you know, he definitely picked out that he was going to have as much downforce as we could have. You know, it paid off in the race. That long run at the end, I think everybody was kind of worried about tires and kind of falling apart there. So, you know, we had enough in it, and he did a good enough job holding off the two car just to keep it going. So it was good working through that.
How nervous were you on that final lap?
I was shaking the whole time, the last five laps. Tire's going to go away. The two is going to pass us. But, you know, he figured out how to back up to the two and manage the runs he was getting. You know, unfortunately, the couple that pitted that thought they had tire issues didn't really have tire issues. So we're somewhat confident it wasn't going to come apart on us, but, you know, still crossing our fingers.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. We'll start here with Jerry, then go to Matt.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net and PRN. First off, did you figure out what was wrong with the tire? And second, how challenging was it with this new package to know what to do, what to give William in the car with the whole two holes in the front of the bumper?
But I'm not sure what was wrong with the tire. It doesn't look like it was wear-related, so I don't know if it's just out of balance or what. But I don't know what that issue is yet. We hadn't looked at it. But, I mean, it was figuring out what we needed for the race. You know, we'd had a plan coming in here of what we wanted to do and what we wanted to try. And we're going to try multiple things, you know, and then pick out what was best. You know, and William did a great job working with us, telling us what we need. You know, we spent like 20 laps racing the 18 car in final practice there, trying to figure out what he needed going into the race. And, you know, it was difficult because you don't really know what the conditions are going to be in the race. But I think we got close enough in practice that he was able to make the right calls, and we changed our game plan to kind of get the car where it needed to be.
Go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. I know you're kind of biased in this situation as the winner of the race.
Yeah, it's great.
But do you think from a pure engineering competition standpoint that this kind of race puts the best car at a disadvantage, or do you really feel that the 9 car was the best car today?
I mean, we were the best car for the conditions we were given. So, we moved through the field when we lost track position. You know, obviously the Gibbs guys have the other package figured out very well. You know, and perhaps it would have been the best car today, given those rule packages. But that's not what we race. So, you know, I feel there's definitely leveled the playing field a lot and gave a lot of people, you know, an advantage just because it went back to square one. You know, and you have to work through what it needs and what you're going to have to do with it. And everybody's always going to be a little bit closer with this kind of package. So it makes it easier if you were a little bit behind to get to that guy and just have a little bit of luck or a little bit of strategy help you out.
Additional questions for Dave? Questions? Okay. Dave, congratulations on the win. You're third of the year, and good luck again.